This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Allow me to introduce you to Haley and Matthew Ra.
So is it brother, sister?
Yes, they are siblings from right here in Rochester, New York, and they are world-class martial artists.
Oh. Yep. Jiu-jitsu.
Well, the pair won a bronze taekwondo medal in Brazil earlier this year at the Pan American Taekwondo Championships.
For some reason, I know that's the big one. I don't know why.
Well,
I know
that. Are we sure it's the big one?
I think it's like one of the Super Bowls of that sport.
No kidding.
Is down in Brazil, but it's a Brazilian
sport.
Martial art, right?
Yeah. Well, no, but is taekwondo? No,
I thought judo.
Jiu-jitsu.
That's I don't know the difference. I know that everybody's throwing everybody around.
You're the dumbest person I've ever met.
Well, you don't know either.
That's why I'm just giving you information. You jump in. I know that's the Super Bowl. They do all the taekwondo from Asia and Brazil.
Yeah, they do the jiu-jitsu.
I'm Tommy Mueller. I don't know. I mean, all you martial artists, 252 WCMF, is that an impressive tournament? I mean, it's worldwide.
Yeah, you went to Brazil to do it.
So they are now representing the U.S. in the World Pumice Championships in Hong Kong.
They're going to Asia?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Again, martial arts. Look, I have no idea what pamuse is, but it probably hurts you.
But if you're one of the best in the world at it, I'm still impressed.
Yeah.
So the pair say they are very excited to represent their country and Rochester when they compete in these competitions.
It's also rare to see a brother and a sister competing in the same sport at that level.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah. That they're both that good.
Yeah.
And like, here's the thing. To have one world-class athlete grow up in a home is remarkable.
Yeah.
You would be unbelievably proud as a parent. Mm-hmm. To have siblings doing this at the same time is redonkulous.
Yeah.
And it has to be fantastic for the parents to see their kids thriving and succeeding. Also, raising these kids must have sucked.
So what's the biggest issue then?
If you have multiple kids and more than one of them does a physical sport, it's an effing nightmare.
Especially when they're doing the same one.
Yeah. How far do you have to travel for this?
I'm not talking about that. I don't mean that, because that sucks. But that's baseline now for most parents that have kids that play sports, right? You're going to have to travel. What I mean is this.
What?
Tommy, at baseline, siblings will grow up beating the hell out of each other.
Yeah, these two could really do damage.
And that's just it, right? When you throw in competitive spirit, training in some kind of physical sport, it makes life for mom and dad 10 times harder.
So you actually have Fist of Fury.
Yes, in your house.
Yes.
Look, now these two seem older. They don't have an age in the story, so I'm sure they get along great now.
Think of how much stuff they broke in that house.
Tommy.
Especially at that kind of a sport.
Thank you. Like, these two learning this stuff growing up, there is no way they did not try it out on each other in the basement and in the living
room.
There's
a hole in the wall somewhere in that house.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, like these poor parents having two world-class martial artists close in age in the same house. Oh, my God. I'd pull my effing hair out.
Unless I'm guessing that either the old man or the old lady also does this, and that's how the kids got into it. Like, the old man might have been, like, martial arts guy.
It's possible.
Because usually that's the way it goes.
It's possible, but that doesn't change the dynamic here, because mom and dad aren't around all the time.
Right?
So here's the thing.
What do you do?
Here's your parenting tip of the day. You ready? The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The smartest thing to do as a parent when you have multiple kids is only let one of them do a physical sport. One can play football. That's it.
What's the other kid do?
If you get a wrestler, the other one has to do marching band. I'm serious.
But then you got to hear...
Fine. No, look. The horn sucks.
Oh, Pat's mom's there? Blow it all day, I hear.
The horn sucks.
But either way, you got a commitment.
No, it's not about... Look, the commitment's going to happen. It's about the physical fighting
you
in your house.
You don't think somebody's... Somebody's getting hit with those drumsticks.
Okay, fine. Like, yes,
anything can be dirt physical.
I understand. But the only way to avoid broken bones and urgent care visits and monthly drywall holes until they turn 21 is to only have one physical. And I'll put it this way. My brother and I both played football. We both boxed.
Yeah.
And we beat the hell out of each other. Gloves on, gloves off, right? Like, if you have a kid, if you have two wrestlers, I promise you, there have been at least a dozen crying incidents in your house because one got an elbow on the other one's head, pinned to the floor, and wouldn't let him up. Oh, he sure looks dumb. Oh, he sure looks dumb.
Well, can you do, like, a non-violent sport?
Yeah.
Like, let's say one kid plays football.
Uh-huh.
The other kid does...
Cross-country, tennis.
Soccer.
Soccer is...
Well, there's kicking and hitting.
Soccer is more physical than you think.
Yeah. All right. So it has to be like track.
Yeah, something where you're not putting your hands on other people. Yes.
I don't think that matters between siblings.
Kimmy, you're right. Siblings will fight.
Yeah.
The problem is when you give them proper training on how to injure somebody else.
But think about even sports you didn't play. If you started playing them in your house, like I'm thinking like back... knee hockey. Okay. Neither of us played hockey, but those knee hockey games would get so out of control that somebody would end up crying at some point.
Everything you're saying is true, but now add the element of these people train physically and know how to do things to hurt you.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way.
All right.
With my brother and I constantly beating the hell out of each other.
Plus the competitive eating.
It devolved at one point to my brother and I randomly punching one another in the arm as hard as we could. Just while, like my brother, I was always bigger than him, right? And a little bit older. So he had to devolve to guerrilla tactics.
Okay.
Like,
sneaking.
Yeah, no, I would know. I'd be walking around. All of a sudden, he'd pop out of nowhere and just blast me with a fist. And then he'd run away. And I'd chase him. And if I got a hold of him, I'd beat the hell out of him. But if I...
Kids are a goddamn nightmare.
How many families do you know, though, where only one kid plays a sport? Because I can't think of many examples where it was just like one sibling that got into sports and the rest were like, nah, I'm good.
You're right. You're right.
Even if it doesn't stick, they still try it at some point.
You're right. But maybe it's because nobody's come across this idea before, right?
Like, well, your brother chose football, so you got to pick something else, kid.
So I told you, I had this one buddy, Al, in Florida, and he was from West Virginia, and he had four boys, and these were some West Virginia youngins. I mean, they were wild animals. The only way I can describe these kids, half the time, no clothes on. Like, she would put clothes on them, and the clothes came off, and they would just, they beat each other up. They beat up everything in the house. They tore up the house. They would get into pee fights, and they had a public pool area where they would go, and they were banned from the pool area at their complex because of the boys. Because as soon as they showed up, they just terrorized them. And they weren't big. These were when they were little. I haven't seen this guy in 20 years. I don't know what these kids look like now. But Jesus Christ, man. They were a tornado. They were the white tornado.
They're Wolverines.
All of those. They were wild animals.
And, you know, we keep saying boys.
Yeah.
This matters for girls, too.
I remember seeing some
how do girls do?
Pretty bad girl fights among sisters.
Like, even when they're little?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I think that was what I
so
was...
So there really is no good kid.
No, it's not that they're not... You can be a good kid and fight with your siblings.
No, but I don't want to hear it. You're annoying
like,
the crap
out. It's amazing as a kid what you'll turn into a weapon.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You get creative.
How many brooms my brother and I broke over each other's backs? I'm not even exaggerating. Every broom my mother owned, it was the metal ones, you know, she had a slight bend in it because I smashed
it over.
Hit him
with the metal
one? He hit me with the metal one, too. Oh,
even as a kid, like, you would find if there was a zipper on a pillow, that was the part of the pillow that was hitting your sibling in the
face.
The
worst part is when they'd whip the pillow at your face in the corner and catch it in the eyeball.
Jesus Christ.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about these two siblings from Rochester, Haley and Matthew Raw. They are world-class martial artists. They've already won a bronze medal at the Taekwondo championships, Pan American Championships in Brazil. They are taking off now to represent the U.S. and the world. Pamuse? Kimmy, could you Google what Pamuse is?
How do you spell it?
I think, unless I spelled it wrong. Poomsae.
It's okay. In Hong Kong.
Poomsae Championships in Hong Kong.
A
yeah.
series of prearranged movements in Taekwondo that demonstrate kicking, blocking, and punching techniques.
So it's more like
a coordinated
like a pose
series, I guess.
I believe they call that a kata.
A kata?
A kata.
It's used for basic training and like basically like grading your skills.
My brother took karate for like a year. But my mom signed him up for the most busted karate.
Where's busted karate?
He took karate at a closed down schoolhouse in Chi Lai next to Roberts Wesleyan.
It was like Mr. Kim or something?
No, it was Senpai Jim. I'm not even making that up. Right. We went to Master Kim's Taekwondo for the free lesson.
They're all Master Kim, right, at some point?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. That was just the one that I always remember.
That's where everybody went, was Master Kim's Taekwondo. Yeah. I guess we couldn't afford Master Kim's Taekwondo. Ryan went to the old schoolhouse in Chi Lai.
So who taught him?
So it was just, they were karate guys. Right. They were just doing it out of the, I never asked for his credentials as a 12-year-old.
Going back to preventing a sibling from pursuing the same sport.
Yeah.
I also think that's a bad idea only because you talk of sometimes like professional athletes will talk about how competitive they were with their siblings and that like really drove them to become better at the sport as a kid. Whereas I wonder if you took that away, how many people would really thrive in a sport at a young age if they're not constantly competing with a sibling.
So I think that's an interesting debate to have because you're right. You see that all the time. In fact, you brought up the Mannings. There's a really funny, famous video.
Yeah.
It's when Archie, the dad, was playing in New Orleans, and it's Peyton, Cooper, and Eli. They're in the backyard.
They're tiny,
5'3" and 2", right?
Right.
And they're all wearing Saints fake kids helmets, and like Cooper grabs Peyton's face mask and like throws him to the ground, and like Peyton throws his helmet off and he's screaming and crying. He's upset. It's really funny.
Yeah.
Kimmy, we hear the stories about the guys that say they were driven by their siblings because they got famous.
Right.
But I also would have to assume you could do like deep psychological damage to a human being. Like no one that's in the NFL is going to be like
a little bit of both.
But I mean, like you hold these people up because those are the ones you see on Sundays. Like you don't get to hear like the Sunday conversation with like the dude that works at Paychex that still won't talk to his brother because one time he threw a glass at his head.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's impossible to know. I would love to see that study. I hope it's not long-term
damage. It can't be good.
I mean, because, like, my brother, we're competitive, but he's, like, he's a sensitive soul.
Yeah.
Like, he's not a competitive guy. Like, I wouldn't say, like, me beating the hell out of him. Like, I think me and my dad drove each other more competitive-wise than me.
So you don't think you did any emotional damage to
your
brother?
Think I do. I think I did.
I know you did.
Oh, shut up. You come in here, and I grew up with the kid. I shared a room. I can make fun of him. You just beat the hell out of him, you monster. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Jillian. Hey, Jill. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What do you got?
I was the youngest of four. My other siblings really didn't play anything. I was the one that was in volleyball and softball and things like that. Okay. I used to come home with this beefy, ever-living crap out of my brother.
She's still laughing about it. How old are you now, Jillian?
47, and so it's awesome.
Okay, you're 47, and you're laughing about beating the hell out of... Did they ever fight back, or they let you just whoop on them?
Actually, it was funny, because one of you mentioned you went and ran after your brother, and he took off. That's how my brother was. He'd go and hide in the bathroom and close himself in. But I'd wait outside with a broom just to do it all over again.
See, I'm not the only one broom assaulting.
You're like a terrorist.
So, Jillian, so now that you're all adults, has there been long-term effects of you beating the hell out of your brothers?
Does he still hide from you when you walk in the door?
Oh, absolutely. It turned me into the black sheep and everything.
Okay, so then, if you could go back and change it, would you have been less violent with your brothers?
If I could go back, I probably know more now of better things to do. So, no, I think I would have just hurt him a little harder.
Okay. All right. Jillian,
she would have improved.
No regrets.
No regrets.
Jillian, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I'm going to say this based on Jillian's call.
So she didn't toughen anybody up.
No, she didn't.
No.
63% of all siblings have hit another sibling with a broom.
Okay.
63%.
Or a hockey stick.
A hockey stick standard.
Or a lacrosse stick. No, whatever.
But everybody's got a broom.
I'm saying specifically brooms.
Yeah.
63% of all younger siblings have been hit with a broom.
All right.
So maybe get a Swiffer if you're a parent now.
Those probably hurt too.
But you can unscrew them and like put the pieces in different parts of the house.
Well, now you just have a club.
Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.